This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. نكاح مبارك زواج مبارك النكاح من سنتي ما قال النبي هو الصحيح نكاح مبارك As you walk together hand in hand Allah has given you a companion and friend to stand and always be seen as man and wife fulfilling the deen from this day on forever be true
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praises due to Allah and may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We begin by greeting all of our brothers and sisters as well as our viewers saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and mercy and blessings of Allah be upon all of you. Thank you for joining us again here in our program Before You Say I Do. And last time we were talking about mistakes that we make as we are considering potential partners in life. We said that once we meet, and of course here that we suppose that people are talking and they're getting to know each other, there are certain mistakes that we must avoid. And the first mistake that we must avoid is the idea of not asking enough questions. This decision is going to be one of the most vital decisions that I am about to make in my life. I need to know this person so that I am able to determine better whether this is the person that I want to be with or not want to be with. And we said that we don't ask enough questions. And even when we ask enough questions, our questions tend to be a little bit trivial. It's about preferences. So which movie star do you like? What was your favorite movie or what have you? It remains to be very shallow. You really don't ask enough questions to get to know this person better. And we said that sometimes we avoid this simply because there is a sense that this is not romantic. And sometimes we are told that this is the case. When people meet in the movies, you don't see them finding more information about one another. Somehow they just fall in love. And you don't know on what basis they did this, they just fell in love. And sometimes we avoid asking questions because we don't want to know the answer. We have built our own fantasy and we like what we have built, so we avoid asking questions. And then, of course, we have the idea of we don't ask questions because we do not want to be asked the same questions. So you don't ask me and I don't ask you. But getting to know people is very important. Even when we hire people to do a job for us, what do you ask for? You ask for references, you ask for a resume, you ask for so many things. Said, you know what? I need to know this person before I delegate any responsibility to them. That is why one time, Umar ibn Khattab was about to hire somebody to work for the Ummah. So he said, why don't you bring somebody that knows you so that I can inquire about them? And this person comes and Umar said, do you know him? And the man said, I do. He said, well, have you traveled with him? And the man said, no, I really have not traveled with him. He said, well, have you done any business with him? And the man said, no, I really haven't done any business with him. Have you done any monetary transaction with him? And the man said, no. And then Umar said, are you telling me that you only see him in the masjid doing his salah, praying and ruku' and sujood, and that is it? And the man said, yes. And Umar said, go. This person does not know you. Get me a person that really knows you. People, this is so unbelievably true. However, sometimes, you know, we all have a dark side in us. We all have done certain things that when we are not amongst people or in front of people, we tend to do. So the point is, I want to know, what about this person? And when we are finding about this person, we're not only looking for their credibility, we're not looking only for their integrity, but sometimes I want to know, are you really the right person for me? Can you imagine this? What would a woman do if Umar ibn Khattab was to propose to her? What do you think a reasonable woman would do? Umar ibn Khattab comes and he proposes to her, he wants to marry her, what would she do? Of course you would, right? Oh, it's Umar. Why would anybody reject Umar? So Umar ibn Khattab actually proposes to a woman. And you know what she does? She rejects him. On what basis does she reject him? She said, أنت فظٌ غليظ. She said, you're cruel and you're rude. I don't want that. Because he was very harsh, okay? Rightly so. But then she said, you're too harsh for me. I don't want to deal with that. So now when we're finding out, we're looking also into compatibility. Personality-wise, are they really the type of people that we want to hang around with? Are they really the person that we want to spend the rest of our lives? And it doesn't have to be the fact that, you know, they are wicked or they drink or they could be good people. But do they make good husbands? And even when they make good husbands, do they make a good husband for me? Does she make a good wife for me? See what I'm talking about? Usually, men, when we ask questions, you want to know, what does she look like? The most important thing to a man is what? What does she look like? Okay, and then immediately we either dismiss or we want to pursue that. But please ask questions and ask lots and lots of questions. And then we spoke about another mistake that people do is ignoring warning signs. And that is, as we go on a daily basis, we are always displaying, we're making a statement about ourselves. So pay attention to this. Remember in the hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to appoint a man, and the man came and he saw the Prophet ﷺ kissing and hugging al-Hassan al-Hussein. And the man said, what are you doing, Prophet of Allah? I have 10 children. I have not kissed a single one of them. What was the response of the Prophet ﷺ? In one narration said, Allah has snatched the rahmah from your heart. And then the other narration is what? If you are not able to display mercy to your own children, how can we expect you to display mercy to the ummah out there? This is somebody that was paying attention to what? To a warning sign. I've seen you doing something and now I'm really concerned. If this is how you are with your family, I better pay attention to how you will be with people who are not of your own family. Does this make sense? Okay. So the point is, do not ignore warning signs. Warning signs could be what? People getting angry, people using profanity, people easily provoked, people yelling. You see how the person treats his mother? You see how the person treats his sister? You see how the person treats his elder, or how do they treat children and what have you? But these are all warning signs that we pay attention to. It does not necessarily mean that we become dismissive, but rather what we want is, I need to consider this thing a little further. Another one that is very important is the idea of people making premature compromises. Here you are. You found a person and somehow immediately you want it to work, even though you really don't know them enough. But what do you want to do? Or you immediately want it to work. So what do? Is that you make premature compromises. Why do I say premature? You don't know the person well yet. It is expected that once we get married, people would have to compromise. You know, I let go of this, or you let go of that, so that we can have harmony amongst us. But you do this when you are determined that this is the person, we've gotten married, that's when I start doing my compromises. But sometimes people immediately make these premature compromises. Well, why and how? We immediately change or edit our own values and behavior or habits in hopes that we will appear to get along more harmoniously. You see how that can happen? We edit, we change, we alter, we modify our own values and behaviors so that it appears that we are getting along with people. And of course, that is not acceptable. And what happens is that when we do that, we do so to create an illusion that we are more compatible than we really are. I have seen this happen so many times when people will come in and they will get married. And in reality, the person is really not worth it. And what they are doing is that they're giving so much of themselves and they're doing it way prematurely. And that's why we say also when we do this, we lose our sense of self. To create a full sense of harmony. And what happens at that point is we want to avoid conflicts, but we do it for the wrong reasons. So avoid making premature compromises. I want to know enough about this person to see whether I am willing to make these compromises or not wanting to make these compromises. Even though it may lead to avoiding conflicts, but in reality, you are giving part of yourself as well. Well, how do we do this? Number one, we allow ourselves to be pressured into things that we would not do otherwise. But now we feel that, you know what, we need to do that. We need to give in. Simply because it makes us feel that, you know what, there is harmony that is taking place. And of course, that is not acceptable as well. We do not speak up when we see the wrong. A person who is considering us or we're considering them, they'll be doing something that is wrong. Yet we keep quiet about it. And why do we keep quiet? Well, if I say anything right now, what will happen? They might change their mind. They might think that I am too aggressive. They might think that I am very difficult to handle. So what do? I choose to be quiet. But once I choose to be quiet, right there, I am already doing what? I am already, you know, editing some of my values. I am giving up some of my sense of self. Or not disclosing our beliefs on controversial issues. So what do you think? I find out what you think so that now I think what you think. But in reality, I think differently. But what do? For the sake of keeping this harmoniously, what happens? I don't speak up. I just agree with you. And sometimes we may even be pressured in participating in activities that we would normally avoid. You know, sadly, I have seen sisters, and this is really sad. I have seen sisters who took off their hijab. I have seen sisters who participated in parties and in free, loose mingling. And every time you say, but why? I said, you know, my husband would get mad every time we don't do it. My husband would be very upset. So I want to bring harmony into the house. So what we end up doing is that we end up giving one piece of us after another. So today I took off my hijab. Tomorrow I am doing this. The next day I am doing that. So we are being stripped away of the sense of ourselves. You don't want to do this. We do not compromise our principles, neither before nor after. But most importantly is that we cannot be guilty of premature compromise. Otherwise, this is what will end up happening to us. What do we compromise then? Or participate in activities that we normally would not participate in? Oh, I don't like to gossip. I don't like to speak about people behind their back. But this person seems to enjoy it, so what do? I go along with it. Simply because, you know, it does seem like, you know what, there is harmony. We're getting along. So, and I like this illusion of the fact that we are getting along, so I just go along with it. We're going to take a short break, and we will be back, so please stay tuned, inshallah.